How much further, driver?
Five miles from that last village, Madame
Oblonskaya. So, about another half an hour.
I'd say so, Mom.
That summer, when I found out that my sister-in-law Anna and Alexis Bronsky were living on his estate in the country, I made up my mind to visit her. I have never forgotten her kindness to me during my own troubled time. Besides, she was my husband's sister. She was family. And even though my own father and mother did not approve of my visit, indeed, they still blamed Anna for what they called stealing Vronsky away from my sister Kitty, I was determined to show Anna that I did not judge her as they and others did. It only occurred to me during the last few miles of the journey that I had not seen Vronsky since that very night when he treated Kitty so badly at the ball in Moscow. Oh, so many years ago now.
Why have you stopped in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, some folk on horseback in the field yonder, Mum, waving at us, see?
Oh, it's Anna!
And Count Bronsky on the bay, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, help me down, will you?
Yes, Mum.
Darling. Oh, Anna, how well you look.
And you.
Oh, nonsense, I'm all covered in dust.
Never mind, how good to see you. And how is Stuva?
Oh, well.
See, Alexis, she has come. I shall ride back to the house with Dolly. Take my horse with you, Alexis.
Of course.
Come, Dolly. Oh, we have so much to talk about.
Yeah. Run.
I am unforgivably happy. I'm glad for you, Anna. Do you believe me?
Of course I believe you.
But you have a doubt.
No.
Please, Dolly. What you think is important to me. What are your true feelings about my situation?
My dear, how can you ask that?
Tell me, Dolly, please.
Anna, ever since that time when Steve almost ruined our marriage, do you remember you came to us?
Of course I remember.
And you... Well, you opened my eyes, and I will always love you for that. So, now I give you back your own wisdom. If one loves, one loves the whole person as he or she is, and not as one might wish them to be.
If you had any sins, they would all be forgiven you for coming here and for saying those words.
Come, come. It's wonderful to see you at last.
So,
do tell me about this place. All these buildings. It's quite a colony.
Yes. These are the employees' houses.
Yes.
And that's the stud farm and the stables.
Mm-hmm.
And here the park begins. It was all very run down, but Alexis has personally taken it in hand. He's quite the gentleman farmer now.
Oh, and what is this new building?
Ah, that's Alexis' hobby. A hospital.
Oh, goodness.
And now any moment you'll see the house. It was his grandfather's and the outside hasn't been altered.
Princess Dolly only has the one bag, Johanna.
Very good, sir.
Here we are. Now you can refresh yourself after that dusty journey. Thank you.
Anna?
Yes, Alexis?
Shall Johanna take the bag to the large room with the balcony?
Oh, no, that's too far from me. The corner will be better.
Right, your mum.
Come, Dolly. Let me tell you who else is staying.
I'm thinking
you have other guests.
Oh, yes.
Princess Barbara is living with us for the time being.
Really?
Yes. And I know what you and Steve think of her. Indeed, so does she. She's aware you both regard her as a hanger-on.
Well, she is Steve's aunt. Well, and yours, of course. I had no idea she was staying here with you. It doesn't reflect well on Steve. I mean, it implies he is not looking after his own.
Be that as it may, she's basically a kind woman, and I'm grateful to her. In Petersburg, I needed a chaperone. My situation there was hateful, Dolly.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, Princess Barbara turned up just when I needed someone and made things much easier. But I must tell you who else is here. Do you know Tuskevich?
Betsy's Tuskevich?
Yes. He's been deposed, and now he's come to us. Who else? Veslovsky you will not know.
Quite a party.
Things must be lively and amusing here for Alexis' sake, so that he never feels the need for anything new. But you must bathe. I'll send a maid to you. Then tea on the veranda. Barbara, here is Dolly for you. You wanted so much to see her.
Ah, oh, my dear, how are you? You look tired.
I'm well, thank you. What fine embroidery.
A cover for Count Vronsky's easy chair.
Where is Alexis?
Playing billiards with the others.
I'll bring them all here.
So, Dolly, how is Stiva?
Oh, very busy. He's a chamberlain now, so he's having to spend the summer in Moscow.
Ah,
he'll be interested to know of your new circumstances.
I do have my uses, child.
Oh, please, I did not mean...
I know what you meant. When her husband gives her a divorce, I shall go back to my solitude. But at present I can be of use and I fulfill my duty, however hard it may be.
Anna is grateful, I know.
And how kind of you to come. They live like the best of married couples. It is for God to judge them, not us. And in the end, they will be received again in society.
Oh, I hope so. What a beautiful place this is.
Yes. Everything done in the English style. We all meet at breakfast, and then everyone does what they like till dinner. Steve did very well to send you.
He did not send me.
In that case, you must tell him he should keep in with them. Vronsky can do anything. Has he told you about his hospital?
I have hardly spoken to him.
Mm. He was delighted when Anna received your letter to say you would visit.
Really?
Oh, yes. He's very keen to see you.
Here we all are. This is my dear friend, Princess Dolly Oblonskaya.
Gentlemen.
You remember Tuskevich? You met at Princess Betsy's, I think.
Delighted to see you again, Princess.
And I, you.
Veslovsky, very pleased to meet you.
We still have 2 hours before dinner. And it's a beautiful afternoon.
Well, how about another tennis match?
Oh, we can be partners again, Anna Arkadyevna. We're yet to be defeated.
No, it's too hot.
Better to go for a walk through the garden and then for a row on the river. Let Princess Dolly see the grounds.
Would you like a walk, Dolly? And then we can go in a boat.
Yes, of course.
We'll go on ahead to the boathouse.
And make all shipshape?
Yes.
Is that the correct nautical term?
Oh, what a rush. I'm breathless already.
Take my arm.
Thank you, my dear. You and Dolly go on ahead, Alexis.
Please, do not mind us.
We could walk to the riverbank by the hospital, if you're interested to see it, Dolly.
Yes, I should like that.
This way, then.
And over there will be the doctor's quarters, and opposite the dispensary.
Anna says it will be finished by the autumn.
Yes.
Well, it certainly is a marvel.
Would you like to sit in the shade for a moment?
If you wish.
How is Kitty?
Oh, very well.
Over her illness?
Oh, goodness, yes. That is all in the past.
You know, I never intended to upset your sister. Hurt her by my...
As I say, that is all in the past now.
You do not bear me a grudge?
No, not at all. It seems to me that things have turned out for the best. Kitty is happily married now, you know, and you and Anna are quite obviously very happy.
Yes. Anna is very fond of you.
As I am of her.
I wanted to ask you...
Yes?
I need your help.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You can hardly imagine how grateful I am for you coming all this way. We are both grateful, myself and Anna. Nobody feels the hardship Anna must put up with more than I do. What she went through in Petersburg was appalling, rejected by society, made to feel an outcast.
Yes, but here in the country, things are different. As long as neither of you feel you need society...
I despise
it. Then?
Anna is happy for the time being. But what happens a year from now, 2 years? May I sit down?
Of course.
You see... Whatever the rights and wrongs, Anna and I are bound together for life.
I understand.
But there are practical considerations. The law, for instance.
You're thinking of your baby?
Yes. By law, my daughter is not even mine. She is Karenin's.
I know.
Someday a son might be born, and he'll be a Karenin too. You see what I'm trying to do here? The hospital. I'd like to be able to hand it off.
I do understand.
Then please, talk to Anna. Make her understand.
We'd better go.
Karenin will not refuse her a divorce now. And she must ask him. Do you not agree?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Then you'll talk to her? You'll tell her what you think?
I can try.
Perhaps this evening after dinner, huh?
Just coming.
May I say, what a charming dress, Princess Dolly.
You're very kind, Shostakovich.
Your husband is a chamberlain now, I understand.
Yes, Diva is busier than ever.
Oh, but how thankless to be a public servant nowadays.
Quite.
Nonsense. We who have rank also have responsibility.
Noblesse oblige.
Precisely.
Well, yes.
What?
There's too much public obligation nowadays.
That's because it's sorely needed. I'm glad to serve. I consider the duty of going to the council meetings as important as anything else I do.
And soon there will be no time for anything else.
Ah, time, time, the winged chariot.
Do you know, it seems only yesterday that my father was teaching me how to skate. The swish of the ice, the moon in the trees, like cheese on a toasting fork.
I felt some tension between Anna and Vronsky, and how well I recognized the cause of it. But the evening passed, and I thought I had missed my opportunity to have a talk with Anna.
Oh. Dolly, are you in bed?
No. Come in, Anna.
What a day. You must be exhausted, but I'm so glad you're still awake.
I like to sit and brush my hair.
You've always had such lovely hair.
I'm lucky. It doesn't seem to age so quickly as the rest of me. I enjoyed my tour of the hospital.
You had a long talk with Alexis?
Yes.
Here, let me do that.
Oh, if you wish.
You know, the only woman who called on me in Petersburg was Princess Betsy. And do you know what she said to me? She said that unless I took steps to regularize my situation, she could not call on me again. This was the woman who was deceiving her husband with Tuskevich, who you met tonight, in the worst possible way. I could hardly believe my ears.
Anna, I hope
you... Dolly, I know you would never say anything like that. It just suddenly came into my mind for some reason. Well, then, what did Alexis say to you?
He's a good man.
Yes?
Well, his overriding concern is your happiness, Anna, and of course he worries about his children being... Well, nameless.
Children?
Well, your little girl. But naturally, he thinks too about those that will come later, and
he did not worry about that. I shall not have any more children.
How do you know?
Because I do not want any more.
But, Anna, you can never be sure about these things.
Of course I can.
What do you mean?
After my illness, I spoke to the doctor. He told me how to take precautions.
I see.
You disapprove.
I have always thought such matters were God's will.
Why?
Anna.
Why does God give us reason if we cannot use it to avoid bringing unfortunate beings into the world?
Why unfortunate?
Because they could only be ashamed of who they were.
But Anna, that is precisely why you must...
Regularize my situation.
That means making it possible to marry the man you love.
Why not? Because it is not possible. Believe me, thinking about the impossibility of everything is what drives me mad. Every night until my brain spins, I think of it. I need morphine now to sleep.
Oh, Anna.
You are a wife, Dolly. I do not have that position, that status.
Oh.
I keep him only as long as his love lasts. And how would I do that if I were going around big with child all the time?
But you could be his wife. Karenin did agree to a divorce.
But not now. The Countess Lydia has him bewitched.
One must try.
Very well. Supposing I were to swallow my humiliation and apply to him in writing, and suppose he were to agree...
Then you could start afresh.
No, that is precisely what I could not do.
But why not?
Because he would still keep my son from me. You see, Dolly, I love them equally, and both more than myself, Alexis and Serosha.
Anna, the boy will be able to make up his own mind eventually.
May. 10 years from now, when I'm an old woman...
Oh, Anna, really?
Serosha will have forgotten what I look like.
offices cannot wait that long, and I cannot bring them together. And yet that is the only thing I want to do. Nothing else matters, nothing.
I could offer no advice to ease their situation, and Anna's passion made me feel somehow out of my depth. So, in spite of Vronsky asking me to stay another few days, I left as planned the next morning, eager as I had been to get away from the routine of my family life. Now I was just as eager to return to it.
A good woman.
Yes, I'm glad you like her.
But so do you not?
I have known Dolly for a long time.
What is that?
Oh, nothing. I always find her perhaps a little unimaginative, you know.
Unimaginative about what?
Not about anything in particular, just as a person. Still, I'm so glad she came.
Are you?
Of course. Well, we must get on.
Get on?
Yes, as before, work to be done.
Yes.
We must inspect the foundations of the doctor's quarters, or are you going to stand here all morning?
No. No, I'm coming.
So, a pleasant visit.
Yes, thank you. But I knew how much you would be missing me, so I hurried home.
And how do they live, the lovebirds?
Very well. Everything is new. French wallpapers, carpets over the whole floor.
Really? The whole floor?
Oh, Anna wants for nothing. Here. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, the children all need new shoes. And the shoemaker refuses even to take my order until he sees the money.
Oh, Depkov is not the only shoemaker in the city.
Well, Siva!
Oh, very well, very well. I'll see what I can do. I hope your visit to Anna hasn't spoiled you, my dear. We cannot all inherit money like Vronsky has.
Do not dismiss him like that, Stiva. He's quite the manager, too.
Well, good, good. I do know that he's the coming man in the local politics, so you'll be happy to hear I shall be seeing him soon. Perhaps something will rub off on me, eh?
When will you be seeing him?
Well, there are elections coming up in his district. 5 days, campaignings and meetings. Vronsky's always been good at that sort of thing. A born leader of men. As Chamberlain, I must attend.
5 days? Oh, at the provincial parliament, you mean?
Yes, quite a spree.
I doubt if you'll see Vronsky there.
Why not?
Because your sister hardly lets him go for one evening to attend a local council meeting, let alone 5 away from home.
Come now, it's all fellows together.
How little you know Anna. You should see the web she weaves around him.
What on earth do you mean?
Well, your sister has become quite an expert in building sciences, horse breeding, and mechanized agriculture.
Indeed.
All of Vronsky's interests, in fact. She has books and technical papers sent from abroad.
My word, how clever of her.
More clever than you know, Stephen.
Well, we shall see.
I'm telling you, Anna is determined he should never feel the need of any sort of outside interest. Vronsky on the local council is one thing, but going away for a week to these provincial elections... Well, I wonder if the web has that much given it.
Gentlemen! Gentlemen, please! Pray silence for the result of the ballot. Milyukin, 91. Nevyedovsky, 126. I declare Nevyedovsky elected.
Well done, Vronsky. Well done.
My dear fellow, whatever do you mean?
Oh, come, come. You know very well that your campaigning turned is for Nevyedovsky.
Well, just gave it a happy outcome, eh?
Indeed. I was just about to say to Vronsky that he should stand for election himself next time.
Excellent idea. And to think, Alexis, you might not have been permitted to come.
What do you mean?
Why should I not be permitted to come? I've as much right to be here as the next fellow.
Of course. I meant, never mind.
What did you mean, Steve?
Dolly was telling me...
Yes?
She was telling me about the building work on your estate and how busy you are with it, the hospital and so forth, and it made me wonder if all of these responsibilities would permit you the time to come here. But anyway, you are here, and as Tuskevich says, you have won yourself quite a following.
You really think so?
I have no doubt on the matter. Come to the banquet this evening, and we can talk further.
I'm expected home this evening.
Alexis, what's the harm in one more night? A lot of business will be discussed at the banquet, believe me.
But Anna will be expecting me.
Send her a telegram and explain. I'm sending one to Dolly. Come along with me and do it now.
Very well.
Your health,
gentlemen. Now, Bronski, you must accompany us to the governor's concert later.
Oh, yes.
Madame de Tourvelle.
Who?
Our society beauty. She'll be there.
Not in my line, thank
you. And yet, she is a goddess.
Venus reborn.
Oh, you must come.
Very well.
Good. Splendid.
Count Bronski.
Yes?
A messenger has just delivered this note for you, Excellency.
Thank you.
Anna's handwriting.
Yes.
I'm afraid you will have to excuse me, gentlemen. I'm terribly sorry.
Goodbye.
Alexis, what is it?
The child is ill, fever.
But must you rush away? Children are always like this. She'll be perfectly well in the morning. Besides, Anna's not alone with her.
No, but I must go to her.
Very well. I shall make notes of what is said for you.
That is good of you, Steva. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, well, well. I hope you know what you're doing, Anna, my little sister.
Anna! Anna!
Anna. Oh, goodness, you're here.
How is the child?
Oh, she's much better. It was nothing, after all.
I see. And you?
Much better. Now you are here.
Well, I'm glad.
You do not look glad.
Oh, no.
You look displeased. My letter displeased you. You did not want to be dragged away. You did not believe your daughter was unwell.
You just said yourself that it was nothing, that the child is better.
No, she is better, but she had a fever. Ask the doctor.
I believe you.
Then why do you look at me like that?
I just wish... Well, never mind.
What? What do you wish?
That you could accept that I have certain duties.
Duties to go and drink with Stever and all his cronies. I can smell the brandy.
Oh, let us not talk about it now.
Why not? Why should we not talk about it?
Anna, am I never going to be permitted to look after my affairs?
Affairs?
You know what I mean. Now, for instance, I have to deal with the sale of Mother's property in Moscow. How can I do that without leaving the house?
Now you plan to go to Moscow?
Oh, Anna, why are you so irritable?
Perhaps you are weary of this life. Yes, you come and go as men do.
You know I cannot live without you.
Really? But now you're planning to go to Moscow.
On a matter of business.
I see you have been learning from Steva, home for a day and then away again.
That is not fair.
If you go to Moscow, I shall go too. I will not stay here alone. Either we must live together or we must separate.
You know I want us to live together. But for that, a divorce is necessary.
I will write to Karenin.
Then for God's sake, do it, Anna. Do it. Because we cannot live like this.
Lexi!
Mr. Ablonsky, do come in, sir.
Well, thank you, Sylvie. Thank you.
Dr. Tapson.
Oh, oh, what have we here?
And
what a fine fellow Sir Roger is now.
Yes.
He's no longer a baby, quite the little boy. Must be nearly 5 years old now, eh?
Mr. Karenin has a few minutes only.
Oh, quite so. Very good of him to see me.
I knew all was not well between Anna and Vronsky when they returned to Moscow, but I also thought I knew why. And so I went to Petersburg to see Karenin.
Steva, I do not understand what it is you wish of me.
Alexis Alexandrovich,
Anna has returned from her exile in the country.
If she was in exile, it was self-imposed.
She has been living recently in Moscow. Vronsky has business there. She does not go out. She sees nobody. She uses her time as creatively as she can. She's taken to writing children's stories. And indeed, she has adopted a little English girl, an orphan, as her ward.
What is this to me?
Oh, please, understand that she is not asking for anything. But she is my sister, after all, and I love her. And I beg and implore you to ease her situation without any detriment or indeed inconvenience to yourself. I would arrange everything.
Oh, yes. Yes. All very simple for you, is it not? A free thinker, is that what you call yourself?
What has that got to do with me?
You see? You have to ask such a question.
Well, forgive me, but I do not...
As a believer, I cannot act contrary to Christian law.
But you agreed to divorce once before.
I did so in the heat of the moment. Without consulting church law, I shall reconsider and seek guidance.
Meanwhile, she suffers.
The day after tomorrow, you will have an answer.
What?
I'm the signal man. You must put on the brakes. Good. You're an excellent driver.
I'm not the driver. I'm the engine.
Of course. You know me, eh?
I think so.
And do you remember your mother?
Ooh, make way or I'll run you over.
Yes, Anushka.
Goodness me, I thought you'd fallen asleep. You're sitting so still.
What time is it?
Almost 10, Mum. Shall I light the lamps?
Yes, thank you. She was sitting in the dark. There were quarrels at that time, you know, almost every day. Well, we servants could not help but overhear.
You spend more time with this English orphan than you do with your own daughter.
My daughter is still a baby, and I must do something with my time. You can go out.
Oh, back to that. I'm here in Moscow to do business for my mother. I cannot deal with property and not go out.
Business until 10 o'clock at night. Of course, the fact that the pretty little Princess Sonokina is always at your mother's has nothing to do with it.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
Alexis!
I got used to the pattern. He would go out in a rage, and she would sit and wait for him to make it up.
That's the master now, Mum.
Yes. Anushka?
Mum?
Start to pack my things, will you?
Very good, Mum.
Yes. Now, immediately, we shall go away.
Well, have you had a good time?
Just as usual. What's Anushka up to?
Packing.
Ah, some common sense at last.
I long to be back in the country. There is nothing to keep you here, sir.
It could not suit me better. Now, I must go and change, and then we shall have some tea and talk.
It just suddenly came to me. Why do we have to wait here? One can wait just as easily in the country. Anyway, I have made up my mind that waiting for this divorce need not take over my whole life. Do you agree?
Of course. So, when do you want to go?
When do I want to go? Why, the sooner the better. The day after tomorrow.
Right. No, wait a moment. That's Sunday and I must go and see my mother.
But you could go there tomorrow.
No.
Why not?
Well, because of the papers I have to collect. It's to do with arranging a power of attorney.
I see. Let's not go at all, then.
Why not? One day...
I won't go any later. It must be Monday or not at all.
But what's the sense in that?
You see no sense in it because you have no feelings for me.
No feelings?
You cannot understand what my life is. You criticize me for tutoring that poor little orphan child. You make it sound like pretentious...
I never said that. I just do not understand this sudden affection for a strange girl.
I see what you mean.
You with your boasting about your truthfulness.
I never boast.
If you do not love me anymore, it would be more honorable to say so.
Oh, back to this.
Yes, back to this. It must be so boring for you.
My patience does have limits.
What does that mean?
What do you want of me?
What can I want? I only want you not to abandon me as you are thinking of doing. What I want is love. And that is clearly not there. So everything is finished.
Wait, Anna, stop. What is going on here?
Any man who can throw back in my face that he has given up everything for me.
When did I say
that? Not just now, but you have said it.
I really do not know how much more of this I can put up with.
Nor I.
Anna! Anna.
Anna.
We shall go the day after tomorrow if that is what you want. I will agree to anything.
I cannot bear to be a burden to you. Leave me. I will set you free if you love someone else.
Oh, for God's sake. I love you more than ever, if that is possible. There is nobody else. Why torture yourself and me like this, huh?
What's that, Annika?
The new gown from Paris.
Oh, no, give it to me. I'll put it on top here.
There you are, Mum.
I've decided to go to my mother's today after all. I shall explain that we're going back to the country and she can send the necessary papers on to me. So I'll be ready to leave tomorrow.
No, you must do as you originally planned. Go to the dining room for your breakfast and I shall join you directly. I'll only sort out these things that are not wanted with Anushka.
Very well.
So it was possible to arrange things after all.
Mom?
Yes, Anushka?
Is everything in this pile to be given away?
Yes, everything.
All right, Mom.
So, it is decided that we go tomorrow.
I can certainly have everything organized for tomorrow, yes. Come! Yes, Johanna, what is it?
You have the receipt, sir, for the telegram from Petersburg.
On my desk, Johanna.
Thank you, sir.
From whom was the telegram?
Your brother, Stephen.
Why did you not show it to me? What secret can Stephen have from me?
One moment. Johanna, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Bring the telegram here, will you?
Yes, sir.
Stephen likes to indulge himself with useless telegrams.
Really?
Yes, really. What's the use of telegraphing when nothing has been settled?
About the divorce?
He wires that Karenin promises a decisive answer soon.
The telegram.
Thank you, Johanna. Here, read it yourself.
He adds little hope. You forgot to mention that.
It is merely Steve's opinion.
There was no need to conceal it from me.
Anna.
I said yesterday it's all the same to me when I get the divorce, even whether I get it at all. Do you not listen to what I say?
Of course I do.
I do not want to think about it. I wish you were as little interested in it as I am.
It interests me because I like to know where I stand.
That does not depend on legalities. It depends on love.
Yes, and for love of you, I want things straightened out. And for the sake of the children we may have.
We shall not have any children.
That is a great pity.
You plan all these children, but you do not think of me.
Now who is not listening? I said for love of you. I'm quite sure that this temper of yours is due to our indefinite situation.
I am entirely in your power. What is indefinite about that?
I'm sorry you choose to misunderstand me. The indefiniteness will persist as long as you imagine I am free.
Well, you may be perfectly at rest on that matter. It is of absolutely no interest to me who your mother wishes to marry you to.
What? What on earth are you talking about?
You told me yourself your mother was recommending Princess Favokina to you.
I told you that because I found it amusing.
Anyway, such a heartless, stupid woman, be she old or young, your mother or someone else, does not interest me, and I want nothing to do with her.
Please, she is my mother.
A woman who does not know where her son's happiness lies, and his honor has no heart.
I will not have you speaking disrespectfully about her. Besides, she has nothing to do with this. We had better...
Decide.
I was going to say...
I know what you were going to say.
Anna, for pity's sake!
And I have decided...
Oh, God.
That was the first argument that lasted the whole day. During breakfast the next morning, the Count was called downstairs. He went out of the house to a pretty young girl in a lilac hat. She leaned out of her carriage and handed him a parcel. Then the carriage rolled away. I was at the dining room window, and suddenly I realized I wasn't alone.
Mum, you gave me quite a turn. Bring me some coffee, Anushka.
Yes, Mum.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was the Princess Sorokina and her daughter bringing in the documents from Mother. How's your head? Better?
My head?
Anushka told me when I came in last night that you had a headache, that you were not to be disturbed.
And of course you took her at her word and did not come to see yourself.
Please.
So you go running down to the Princess Sorokina?
Now that I have the papers, we can definitely go tomorrow, can't we?
You. Not I.
Anna, it is impossible to live like this.
You will be sorry for this.
Anna! I've tried everything. The only thing left now is to pay no attention.
When I came back to the dining room, Count Vronsky had left and my mistress had gone to her room. Just then, the front door opened and someone came up the stairs. My mistress rushed from her room to meet him.
Oh, it's you, Johanna. I thought...
Begging your pardon, ma'am. His Excellency forgot his gloves. I'm just fetching them for him.
Of course. Where is the Count going?
To the stables, ma'am.
Good. Thank you, Johanna.
Ma'am.
Anushka?
Ma'am.
Come, I want you to take a note. I was to blame. We must talk it over. For God's sake, come home. I'm frightened. Quickly, Anushka, go to the stables. Take this to the Count.
But I didn't find the master at the stables. He'd already gone to the railway station to catch a train to his mother's. When I told the mistress, she sent the note by messenger to the Countess Vronskaya's country house, and then she scribbled a telegram as well and gave it to me to send. As it happened, that was my afternoon off. I suppose that in my defence I can say that I'd become used to this pattern of arguments followed by reconciliations. But I shall never forgive myself for not being there later that day.
Good evening to you, Anna Arkadyevna.
Good evening. Has a note come for me?
Look, Mum. A telegram.
Thank you.
I cannot return before 10. Vronsky.
The messenger I sent to the Countess Vronsky's house in Obiralovka has not returned?
No, Mum.
And in that case, I know what I must do. I shall go to him myself, to his mother's house in Obiralovka, before I leave for good.
Going out, Mum?
Pardon?
Only I'll have the carriage brought round.
No, I'm in a hurry. I shall walk.
Walk, Mum?
To the station. I must catch a train.
If
I had been there with the mistress, I might have stopped her.
Read all about
gallantry.
Read all about it.
Oh, my darling Serosha, my son. I shall never get you back. Oh, look. Here's someone who's pleased with himself.
Good day to you. Oh, excuse me, madam.
He doesn't know me. But he knows me as little as anyone else in this world does. Do I know myself?
I know my appetite. That drunkard taken away by a policeman. No escaping a bottle. Every appetite betrays. What did Alexis look for in me? Love? No. Satisfaction of his vanity. He used to boast about me once upon a time, and now he's ashamed. If I leave him, he will be pleased. Oh, God. His streets, his houses, where am I? Houses full of people all hating each other. Would I get divorced and become Bronski's wife? Suppose I have Serosha with me, what then? Serosha, stop wondering and asking why I have two husbands. And between Alexis and me, what new feeling can I invent? Oh, God, no, no. What is the use of trying to mend something that is broken? It can never be the same.
St. Petersburg! Up for St. Petersburg! All aboard! Can I help you, Mom?
I want a ticket for a beer locker. I have some money here.
Very good, milady. Come this way.
Excuse me.
One way, is it, ma'am?
I beg your pardon.
Are you coming back, milady?
Perhaps. No.
One first class to a beer locker for this lady.
Yes, sir.
I did think at the time how odd it was for a lady like that to be travelling alone. And later, of course, after I heard about what happened, I remembered her quite clearly. I got her on the train and saw her off all right, but she wasn't really all there, if you see what I mean. In a world of her own.
A bit of luck, Mark. All change, please. All change.
Begging your pardon, my lady.
What?
Time to wake up, ma'am. Yes. This is a Berelovka. Are you all right, ma'am?
Get him away from me!
Oh, easy now, my lady. I think you've been dreaming.
Has he gone?
Well, who, ma'am? Oh, take no notice of that noise, my lady. He's just testing the wheels. Make sure there are no cracks in the metal. Certainly I remember her. I'll never forget her now, will I? I thought the coachman would look after her. As soon as she gets down out of the train, she's asking if there'd been a coachman bringing a note from Count Vronsky. Now, as it happens, I'd seen the fellow, so I called him over.
Ah, Anna Arkadyevna, I have a note for you from His Excellency. Here it is, Mum.
Very sorry, your note did not catch me. I shall be back at 10.
Yes, I expected it.
Can I drive you, Mum?
What did you say?
Would you like me to drive you?
No. You may go home.
Very good, Mum.
I never saw her again. She went the opposite direction down to where the goods train was due to pass through on the other platform.
10 o'clock. He wants me to wait until 10 o'clock. Oh, God, where can I go? Where?
Beat.
Oh, God, no. Get away from me.
Beat.
I could fall there. Into the very middle of the track. Escape from everybody and from myself. Punish him.
Hey, lady! Get back from there! Keep a
close
shape! Get back!
I could hardly believe what I was seeing. She made the sign of the cross and leaned forwards towards the train. Looked like a swimmer, she did, getting ready to dive. Suddenly, I saw what she was up to. She was waiting for the next gap between the trucks, and I ran like hell to try and stop her. But I was too late. She went right into that gap, sprawled forwards on her hands. Just for a moment, she looked as though she was going to get up on her knees.
What am I? Oh, God, what am I doing? Why?
Then she was hit, dragged away.
God, forgive me!
Volunteers?
Of course, I come here every day. Hurrah, the gallant volunteers!
Pray silence! I raise my glass to you, gentlemen, to serve the faith, humanity, and our brothers. Mother Moscow blesses you in the great undertaking.
Have you come to see Alexis off?
Alexis? No, I'm on a special mission.
Oh, how very mysterious.
Is Alexis on this train?
Yes. His mother, Countess Vronskaya, is traveling part of the way with him.
Oh, I see.
It's a wonderful thing he's doing.
He's volunteering.
And taking a whole squadron at his own expense. You must get on board, Ivan.
Oh, yes. And goodbye, Princess.
Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye. All aboard! Station master?
Just long enough to take on more water, sir. About 15 minutes.
Thank you.
General Tsiborskoy!
Ah, Countess Vronskaya!
May I have a word?
Yes, of course!
What I've been through. For 6 weeks, Ivan, it was all I could do to make Alexis eat. One did not dare leave him alone. Everything had to be removed that he might kill himself with. He tried to shoot himself once before, on our guardian's account, you know.
Yes, I remember.
She ended as such a woman deserves to end. Even the death she chose was mean and low.
Perhaps that's not for us to judge.
She ruined herself and two splendid men, her husband and my unfortunate son.
What has become of Karenin?
He's taken the little girl. Alexis agreed to everything. Now he regrets giving up his daughter to a stranger, but he cannot go back on his word. Karenin came to the funeral. We arranged things so that he and Alexis were kept apart. He coped very well. For Karenin, of course, it is better. She has set him free and he has that Lydia Ivanovna. But my poor son. I hate her even now when I think what she did to Alexis.
How is he?
Oh, this war is godsend. Something he can do. Please go and talk with him. Distract him if you can. He's so sad. And I warn you, he's aged. It's only 2 months since she died, but... Well, go and see him. Have a talk with him. He's walking about for some air.
Thank you.
Alexis? Who's there?
It's me, Ivan Suboholskoy.
Oh, Ivan.
Alexis, this is a noble cause.
Yes. Something to lay down a life for.
No, you still have much to give.
No. No.
Alexis, what's the matter?
We must go.
You, not I.
Oh, no.
You go. Go. Go.
No. No. No.
Don't be sorry for this.
Alexis, it's only the fella who checks the wheel.
I ran like a madman to a shed. A railway shed. They had laid her out on a table. Thank God the head was intact. The heavy plaits and curls around her temples. The red lips half open, frozen in the same expression I remembered the last time I saw her alive.
You'll be sorry for this.
Alexis?
I met her for the first time on a railway station, you know.
Come, Alexis. Let's get aboard and I'll find you something to drink.
Yes, I try and remember her as she was that first time. So mysterious. So charming. Then later, loving, seeking and giving joy. I try to remember her like that. My Anna.
Karenina starred Teresa Gallagher as Anna Karenina, Toby Stevens as Alexis Vronsky, and Nicholas Farrell as Alexis Alexandrovich Karenin. Hugh Dixon played Mikhail Sludin, Karen Archer, Princess Dolly, Sean Baker, Steva Oblonsky, Alison Pettit, Anushka, and Carolyn Jones, Countess Lydia. Janet Moore was Princess Betsy, Shirley Dixon, Countess Vronskia, Alex Lowe, Alexander Vronsky, George Allenby, Sirosha, and Tracy Ann Oberman, Princess Kitty. Christopher Scott played Ivan Sibukovskoy, Johan Meredith, Johanna, Gerard McDermott, Peter, Robert Harper, Vasily Yukic, Chris Scott, Yashvin, and Stephen Thorne, Cornet. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Technical presentation was by Graham Harper with Roz King and Martha Littlehales. The production assistant was Lottie Barker. Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. Dramatized for radio by Ed Thomason from a translation by Louise and Aylmer Maud.